What was psychologically, behaviorally, and neurologically going on with President Joe Biden in the presidential debate with former President Donald Trump? Let's break it down. Now, let's get started.
The 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden.
Folks, how are you?
Biden curiously points at his podium because he seems to be somewhat uncertain of which one is his. Feelings of uncertainty are sadly common for patients living with dementia due to memory loss, cognitive impairments, disorientation, and the unpredictable progression of their symptoms. These factors often lead to confusion and difficulty understanding or predicting situations, thereby sadly creating a constant state of uncertainty for these patients. Biden starts talking when he reaches the podium, even though he was likely specifically instructed not to speak when he reaches the podium, since the microphone will not be turned on and there will be music playing in the background for the viewers. However, sadly, he likely didn't remember those instructions. Now, watch Trump enter.
And please welcome the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Yes, Trump seemed to be able to understand the instructions to walk out to his podium and stand there quietly, which I'm sure was very difficult for him.
What do you say to voters who feel they are worse off under your presidency than they were under President Trump?
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president, what Mr. Trump left me. We had an economy.
Did you notice Trump look Biden up and down with that closed lip smirk in judgment? Yes, Trump quickly realizes that this is not going to be a good night for the 81-year-old president because he's confirming people's fears that he's too old to do the job.
Biden solidified the perception among voters.
It's President Biden's cheat sheet. He literally tipped his hand, showing a card with step-by-step instructions. You enter the Roosevelt Room and say hello. You take your seat. You give brief comments. You thank participants, you depart.
If you're going to be an 81-year-old president, at least be a youthful 81, not an 81-81.
It was in free fall. The pandemic was so...
Now, do you notice Trump smirking at Biden right here? Do you know why? Yes, he seems to know that Biden has already lost the debate.
Well, look, the greatest economy in the world. He's the only one who thinks that, I think. I don't know anybody else who thinks he had the greatest economy in the world. And, you know...
You may be noticing Biden's voice is weak and raspy. During the debate, the White House tried to claim that it was because Biden has a cold. But that's unlikely. This is called presbyphonia, which is an age-related change in a person's voice that typically involves a combination of hoarseness, weakness, and breathy or raspiness in quality. These changes can result from a variety of factors, including the natural aging process of the vocal cords, reduced lung capacity, and changes in the laryngeal muscles and tissues.
The idea that he did something that was significant in the military, you know, when he was president, they were still killing people in Afghanistan. He didn't do anything about that. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do.
For years, President Biden's White House would attempt to gaslight the public that it was just the right-wing media who were spreading rumors that Biden was in cognitive decline.
Here we go. It's election season, and it's disinformation.
Robert Hur recommended no criminal prosecutions, but he did refer to the president's memory at least 9 times, saying that it was significantly limited and appeared hazy, that he was, quote, a well-meaning elderly man with poor memory.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
But behind closed doors, Biden is juggling chainsaws while doing trigonometry. However, the truth finally and sadly came out during this debate.
Child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system.
Unlike with the State of the Union address and other formal speeches that Biden has given, in this debate, there was no teleprompter. Patients further along in their dementia often struggle with speaking due to their cognitive decline affecting memory, word retrieval, attention, and overall information processing. A teleprompter helps by providing visual cues and structural prompts, aiding in word retrieval and sentence formation. Without a teleprompter, the dementia patient faces increased difficulty remembering what to say and staying on topic. This can sadly lead to anxiety and frustration, further inhibiting their ability to communicate effectively, which we'll notice throughout this debate.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump.
As you just saw, these patients sadly lose their train of thought due to memory loss, attention deficits, difficulty in finding words, and impaired executive functions. These cognitive challenges disrupt the flow of thoughts and conversations, leading to frequent interruptions and difficulty maintaining coherence. Now, watch what Trump does here.
He will wipe out Social Security. He will wipe out Medicare. So he was right in the way he finished that sentence.
We finally beat Medicare.
Yes, he capitalizes on Biden's blunder by saying he's right, so he doesn't have to come across as insulting the poor cognitively declining old president, which would have made Trump look bad. This is the sad part about debating when in cognitive decline. It's like entering a boxing match when your dominant hand is tied behind your back.
There are 40% fewer people coming across the border illegally. That's better than when he left office. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look,
Trump knew that it would not look good if he attacked Joe Biden on his cognitive decline. So if you notice, he did not mention it much, except here.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Look, Trump likely did not want the public to begin defending and supporting Biden out of sympathy for Trump acting like a bully, because it never looks good to kick a man when he's down. Trump has more emotional intelligence than most presume. I'm not saying he uses it as much as he should or cares to use it as much as he should, but he's actually very astute as a marketer to know what people want and how best to be perceived in situations to achieve his end goal.
According to Border Patrol, who is great, and by the way, who endorsed me for president, but I won't say that, but they endorsed me for president. Random, just speak to him. I didn't have sex with a
terrorist. The only terrorist who's done anything crossing the border, and that's exactly what Trump did to Putin, encourage him, do whatever you want.
And we took in more money in the last 2 weeks than we've ever taken in.
They think he's the worst commander-in-chief, if that's what you call him, that we've ever had. They can't stand him.
Every reasonable anchor has debunked it. And just the other day it came out where it was fully debunked.
Dementia patients may stare into space due to cognitive overload, making it difficult to process their surroundings and the conversation that's being had. Disorientation in time and place can cause them to lose focus. What also happens is a severe memory impairment leads to moments of disengagement from the present moment. Additionally, apathy and depression, common in dementia patients, can result in these common vacant expressions.
President Biden, you would be 86 at the end of your second term. How do you address concerns about your capability to handle the toughest job in the world well into your 80s?
I think that just look at the record. Look at what I've done. Look how I've turned around the horrible situation he left me.
As we've been seeing consistently with President Biden, patients in cognitive decline may deny their decline due to a lack of insight, which is called anosognosia. The disease sadly affects the patient's ability of self-awareness.
Specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Fear and anxiety about their condition makes their denial of the obvious signs and symptoms a coping mechanism, where admitting to cognitive decline threatens their sense of identity.
Did the president take a mental fitness or a cognitive test during his physical this morning?
The president doesn't need a cognitive test. That is not my assessment. That is the assessment of the president's doctor. He is able to do the work.
Also, social stigma associated with dementia contributes to their denial of symptoms.
Took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced him, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one, a real easy one. Like, go through the first five questions. He couldn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie. That he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8.
Never.
But I have, you know how many? How,
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Yeah. You,
Okay, let's not act like children.
President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
Do you know why Trump said that? It is to subconsciously make people feel that Biden has similar cognition, behavior, and delusions of grandeur as a child.
I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
Trump knows that elder shaming never looks good, especially among his desired elder voters. Therefore, instead, comparing Biden to a child is more effective to subliminally say that Biden is sadly cognitively declining.
Thank you, former President Trump. President Biden.
This part here is quite sad. There's just one tiny step on the stage, and President Biden needs his hand held by his wife to gingerly make it down that one tiny step.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question.
I've said for years on social media that Joe Biden was in cognitive decline. Watch this video from several years ago where I pointed out the warning signs of his cognitive decline, even back then.
Now our great
speech. In 2.8 seconds, Joe Biden has his hand out again, ready for a handshake. Sadly, President Biden's cognition has declined heavily from just 4 years ago. The difference is shocking. Watch.
He has an answer for hurricanes. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon.
I never said that.
Where they want to take out the cows, too.
Green
well,
New
want to
Deal
rebuild every
is not my...
He called
Mr.
the military
Mr. Vice
stupid
President.
Bastard.
I, stop.
I would never
I
say
would
that.
Play it.
Play it.
Two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Clap for that.
Already dropped it!
I have a final question.
The signs and symptoms of dementia worsen over time due to progressive damage to brain cells and neural networks. This deterioration leads to increasing difficulties in cognitive functions such as memory, reasoning, language, and behavior. As the disease sadly advances, the brain's ability to perform these functions declines even further, resulting in more pronounced and debilitating symptoms for the patient. Dementia involves progressive damage to the brain, including neural loss, brain atrophy, and even neurotransmitter imbalances. These changes sadly impair cognitive functions, leading to symptoms such as memory loss, confusion, and difficulty in daily tasks as the disease advances. Since there's no cure. At this point, the 25th Amendment should be on the table for his cabinet to remove him from office, and I think his cabinet should use that as a threat if he refuses to relinquish his spot at the top of the Democratic ticket. It's time for Joe Biden to go on vacation. And now in the comments, should Joe Biden step aside as president, step aside as a Democratic candidate, or do you think he's perfectly fine to be president again for another 4.5 years? Let everyone know in the comments below. Subscribe for more. My brain broke.